You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You can always have house shoes with you when you're in a hotel because so many people don't take their shoes off when they walk in the hotel. So all the stuff they walked on through the airport, through the parking lot, through the lobby, all that's being tracked in the room and in the bathroom. So you should always, always have those house shoes with you.
How often do you think they shampoo the carpets?
You think they shampoo the carpets?
That's what I said. How often you think?
You think?
I think the answer is no. It's not a number. It's just no.
Yeah, it's just no.
How many times do y'all shampoo the carpets? No.
That got to be an OSHA violation or something, man.
No. They start speaking Spanish. No, we know.
And it's a full white man. It's a full white man that sounds like that, too.
No. How about that? No.
We got a whole machine right there. That's a carpet machine cleaner right there.
No,
you need to change the sheets.
Know the carpet.
Change the sheets, yeah. See, but know the carpet. No.
Hey, Dion, I like that little Dwele Scully you got on right now. You got a real 2006, 2007 neo soul vibe going. I see your beads. Come on, man. What you doing?
It's giving some boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Wow. What's wild is y'all trying to stay on the same beat and it sounds bad. Because y'all trying to link up to y'all voices.
Oh, because Zoom, it makes it. Oh, shit. All right. Well, fuck. I'll take the first voice, Brody. Girl, okay. I know this might seem strange. Let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while.
Y'all can know this song.
Wanna comfort you.
Well,
that's right. Okay.
Y'all can double tap on YouTube to go fast forward this part right here.
Yeah, Dion, that is an interesting look for you though, bro.
I just did it because I need a haircut. I mean, I have another hat.
You look like you had Wale CD for real, like right now, like the CD. You don't listen to Wale, you pull out a disc. That's definitely the vibe right now. I still listen to it on the old school way, you know what I'm saying?
Take off your hat, nigga.
What that mean?
Take off your hat.
You
take off your hat, I take off my hat.
We can go ball for ball all day long. What you mean?
Please don't challenge me because I want to take off mine.
I air this bitch out, bro. What you talking about?
Don't make me do this.
Skinhead the fuck out of this room right now.
But no, like Dion, your outfit definitely comes with like a pocket full of new like adjectives. You know what I'm saying? Shit you ain't never used before. Like a whole like egregious, you know, like it just comes. Like
give me two more adjectives. I need to just push that away.
Cantankerous, you know what I'm saying? Amicable.
There we go.
Forthcomingly.
Ostentatious.
Yeah. I'm selling incense, by the way, if anybody interested. Yeah, my bio.
Yeah, you definitely like you don't go to hospitals. Healing is mental.
Holistic niggas. That's what's wrong with y'all. Letting the white man take care of your body. Dr. Sandy is the only medicine we need.
You can heal yourself by breathing. All you gotta do is breathe. Just breathe and you can heal yourself.
Yeah.
Are you grounded, my nigga? Have you ever stepped barefoot on grass this year?
Sea moss, cayenne pepper, chia seed.
Robitussin is the only respectable medicine. Because of the Kool-Aid flavor. That was made by a black man.
Hey, that's great funny, it really was. He literally tasted it. It was like, it needs something. It's just, it's real medicine. It needs Kool-Aid.
Season salt.
That nigga did his thing with Robert Justin. Nigga. That nigga worked with Kool-Aid on that one.
That nigga snapped. He got in the lab, he fucking snapped.
Yeah. Bad and bougie.
He was like, they're like, you made cocaine? Yeah, fuck that though. But look what I made over here.
Oh, these kids go straight to sleep off this shit, nigga.
You know Robitussin.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all know that live Chris Brown song? I did not know he said fucking rubbing kissing. We would say fuck Robitussin. I thought he said Robitussin the whole time.
Oh wow!
Fucking rubbing, touching.
Oh, touching, yeah.
Touching, my bad. The whole time I said fucking Robitussin, I was like, "Whoa, nigga!" Thought
that's a Lil Wayne bar. I think I would believe if Lil Wayne said that for sure.
Yeah, Robitussin.
Yeah.
I'm touching and I'm rubbing Robitussin.
Yeah. I'm in my room, fucking your bitch, Robitussin.
I'm day and night fucking a Robitussin.
Robitussin.
Hey, y'all out of pocket. I see that right now. Well, just left unattended. And John, you know, the more I shoot with you, the more I see you're not as wholesome as I thought, John. You
that's
know?
Crazy. We don't want to. That's branding. Well, hang on a second. Now I am a wholesome.
You're not as wholesome as I thought.
No, dude, I'm top.
You
five.
Went to the county schools, but you're a nigga, John, and I like it.
Bro.
I like
bro,
you, man.
I'm know Danny that Tanner, bro. I'm Danny Tanner. I just be chilling, man.
Hey, Danny Tanner, you know what he said in Half Baked? You remember the line of Half Baked? He said, "You know what it's like to have to suck dick for coke."
Right. He did say that.
That was Bob
Saget. That was Bob Saget.
You know what's crazy? I think I only seen Half Baked maybe once, and I remember that line. And when he was gone off the scene for a while, I was like, isn't he sucking dick for coke? Like, I really thought that because I had only seen that movie once, and I wasn't paying attention the whole time.
Yeah.
I absolutely almost spread that rumor. Almost. Yeah.
RIP, man, to Danny Tanner, bro.
Man, that was like 10 to 15 years ago.
Wait, how long ago did he pass?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
time be elapsing, man. I'm not good at remembering when people pass away. I'll admit that.
Yeah,
it was 10 or 11 years ago.
You ever thought somebody was dead? Tanner.
That
was it. I see what you're trying to do. 10 or 11 years ago.
10 or 11.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was 6-7.
Oh, no.
6-7.
Come on, my kids watch this show. Now they're going to relax.
You know what? That is they call it brain rot. The kids call it brain rot. And it's legit. Yeah. That shit. It's addicting, too. I can't help but fucking say it with them now. Bro. And air juggle balls, apparently. I don't know what that part is. That's crazy. Like, what are they doing right there?
Has anybody died and you didn't know they... When they like, oh, I didn't know this person was still alive in the first place. Has that ever happened to you?
And
oh, yeah.
I Facebook messaged somebody that passed, and I completely forgot they passed. And I was like, they acting funny now. This is crazy. Because I know they seen that message. This was when shortly after I moved to L.A., and I was just going back home doing shows, and I was inviting all my people from high school. And I completely forgot this young lady passed away.
Yeah.
I remember when I remember that she had passed away, I remember writing my condolences on the post. I was like, oh man, that's so crazy. My condolences to the family. She was a super dope person. Yeah. But just completely forgot because I was so far removed from it.
And Facebook don't even tell you that you're doing it, do they? They be like, you go keep messaging, see what happened. Like they don't even notify you.
Right.
That's crazy.
Dion, you let them in.
How to do that?
Where you see how many
I see it. I don't know why you grab something near your ankles to do that, Dion.
What kind of
gear
do
you got to let people into Zoom? You got a manual gear? You got a manual Zoom? let me get in here. Hold on, let me crank the thing open.
He back in the hotel room. Let me get some Kleenex for Chinna
Dude. I'll tell you something, man. I did not know Maya Angelou had died. Bad,
what's going on? Salutations, my niggas.
What's up, Chinadu?
How we doing, Brandon Brody? You doing DoorDash? Where you at, dude?
I'm on the way to your little Japanese architecture. Where you in a paper wall?
That nigga had a massage for
I'm getting a massage, yeah.
That's wild.
Can I have the last 15 minutes with the homies?
Give me 45 minutes, B-Link. I'll be back.
That nigga on happy ending.
So you just came to this off a happy ending? That's why we're waiting for you.
Salutations, brother. You might have got one. That was a crazy intro. Salutations, brother.
He's
Thank you, Ming Lee. Thank you, Ming Lee. I'll be back.
He's mad relaxed.
Yeah, she was white. Nice. She wasn't even an Asian girl.
Still named Ming Ling.
Yeah.
That's her Vegas name.
Yeah, what's up, my fellas? Huh? How y'all doing?
You know?
Maintaining.
A sausage party today.
Nah, man. I'm thinking about adding one more person there, low key.
I'll be honest. I have no idea what 6'7" means, man.
Nobody does, man.
That's how Reggie is. He said, oh, and the boards are talking about now. If you want to know the short story, rapper made it a lyric, a basketball player heard the song, sent it on a Amazon Prime film show, and then they started posting it, and the kids saw it and mocked them, and then that was it took off after that. Basically, a basketball player, high school basketball player made it popular, and then that was it.
I've been trying so hard to make anything viral, and all I had to say was, if I say 8-9, is that going to be, can that
exactly,
be the thing?
Absolutely not. But they have been doing other numbers, though. They're trying to keep it going, so they're doing other numbers.
Yes.
You see the same old nigga telling the same joke online. Wait till they find about 9-5. Like, sir, we have... There's child labor is a big problem in this world. You ain't saying nothing new, my nigga. These motherfuckers have a gazillion followers on YouTube. They work it. They work hard. Wait till they hear about the 9-5.
Well, listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the topic of the day. Before we do, want to give a shout out to our special guests. Got Brandon Brody in the building, Chinadu Yunaka, Dion Lack, and John Grimes. I'm to hear more representing for the OD squad. We're going to jump to this first topic right after this.
Fellas, you already know what time it is. It's time to level up, and Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking about something that's just going to blow your mind. I'm talking next level championship belt, gold-plated energy, all right? Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandfather's little blue pill either, all right? This is the 4-in-1 beast that is setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping. Mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works as little as 15 minutes, all right? 15 minutes, that thing's starting to go to work? Oh, you know what time it is. That means you can get it in quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation with no hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. Ladies, if you're listening, I'm telling you right now, send this to your man ASAP, all right? Send that link and make him a trophy husband with Blue Chew Gold. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You already know that, all right? Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with the code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's promo code SQUAD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be covered neck to toe in tattoos or have one big face tattoo?
Neck to toe easily.
Really?
One face tattoo screams mental illness. You know what I mean? Face tattoo is the last thing you do. You it's the cherry on top.
And it's a big one too.
A face tattoo?
Yeah, it's a big, it's a big one too. So it might cover like a third of your face.
Yeah. I would just get like freckles tatted.
Okay, that don't count.
You know what I mean? No, something normal.
Nah. Why would somebody want freckles? What are you doing there, man?
What would they want freckles? Like, to hear is,
are you
every year
he
gets bigger and bigger. You know what I mean?
A freckles don't change. My freckle size isn't changing, Jennifer.
I'm talking about in terms of, you know, you could one day be the trend. Yeah. You know, people start wanting the freckles. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm a fan of freckles.
Okay.
Like they ordered at a tattoo shop, like a barbershop. Let me get the Tahir.
Yeah.
A freckle fad, you know, like a frenzy.
Yeah, freckles make you look different. It's personality. You know, we all got freckles somewhere.
As a Negro, especially.
You got reverse vitiligo.
All right. I knew it was coming. There we go.
Damn.
So he's becoming blacker?
Yeah.
You ever see them niggas doing like abstract art? They just rolling around on the canvas. That's what happened to Tahir's face. God was just so, God was high as hell. Like, you know what?
All Dion's tattoos would be his favorite combos from all his favorite restaurants. It'd be
he got a Raising Cane's tattoo on his ass.
Yeah. I got a Whopper
sauce, baby. It's all in the sauce.
Yeah. I don't know what this big Burger King got. Hold on, I got you, baby. Hold on. I got you. What year you want? You want 98? You want 2003? I got all the seasons. I got all the.
Oh, you want to see the secret menu? Let me take my belt off for that. Let me.
That's your sauce.
Yeah.
Man. That's freaky.
I don't know. I'll probably get the face tattoo. I'm so used to experimenting with acne that, having my face covered with some shit wouldn't really be too much of a difference.
That's real. You could throw them off.
I get creative. You make a little, you know, like some astrology, little, what them joints called?
Like a big dipper.
Yeah, put a constellation, you know what I'm saying?
That's actually really smart.
Yeah. I feel like you look like a more respectable blue face if you had face tattoos.
Yeah. But the problem is sometimes pitbulls come and go, and so the stars will change over time.
No, I pick them hard so there's a scar. I'd make sure that them niggas stay.
Yeah, you look like a mean ass pepperoni pizza if you did that
shit,
bro.
Yeah.
See, walking in here right now.
I told you John was diabolical, man.
You're saying hypothetically, you know what you would do.
That's funny as hell.
That's unnecessary, guy. A nigga Dalmatian is crazy.
John, does everybody have tattoos?
I got one.
Dion, you don't have a tattoo, do you?
No.
Why not, Dion?
I keloid.
Oh, you get keloids?
Yeah.
How do you know?
But he said like a flex, though.
When I need a tattoo, I keloid, nigga.
So if you get a tattoo, it'll like raise up the skin.
I don't know. I never tried. So my brother keloids, and when I had an earring, it keloid my ear. So I was like, I'm not even gonna try it.
But you could get creative with the you know, like the fact that your joint grows. Like think of like get a tattoo that like could be like a three dimensional.
Yeah, keloid on purpose.
Like it keloids like intentionally.
Like the spear in Vegas.
Like you should get a hot Cheeto bag backwards and like it's spilling out. And then you just tap all the kilos. You even like, that's hot Cheetos.
Get the outline of nuggets. Get outline of nuggets all on your wrist, and then they'll keloid up, and it always look like you got nuggets on your
head. Get like a can of pork and beans, and then have the lid open, beans keloiding out.
You get the tomato emoji.
I don't want to be called Keloid Banks. That's all I want. I don't want that.
Keloid Banks?
I'm avoiding that.
I never heard somebody say like the keloid. It's like a verb.
Hey man, you keloid that? Yeah, you know I keloid her last week, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
I mean? Last week.
Like you,
a girl's like, I like biting men in the bedroom. D, I'm like, hold on, I keloid. Can't bite me, bitch.
He just got keloid anywhere to tell her about.
Getting keloid in past tense.
Hey, hold on, girl. You're sucking too hard. I keloid.
Yeah. Why would your brain go there?
hold on, throat goat.
Yeah. Keloid. Yeah.
John, you got tats, John?
I got one tattoo.
What is it?
It's me and my little sister got it on the same day, but it was just a shooting star.
Don't bring her into this.
We both went together.
It was my idea.
And you chose it for both of y'all.
Yeah, true story. She got it on her leg. I got it on like my right here, like my little, what do they call that area? My keloid area.
Clavicle tattoo?
No, just under my clavicle, like right there on my shoulder almost.
The same thing, brother.
On the way to the shoulder. I wouldn't say it touches my clavicle because that's freaky.
Your first tattoo was a clavicle tattoo?
No, bro, don't touch my clavicle.
You got your clavicle
tattoo. It's right under it, correct?
Plus the clavicle tattoo, you feel that shit, Paul.
Nigga, you said clavicle.
You did say clavicle.
On the way to it, because it's a shooting star. It don't touch the clavicle, though.
A job you posing like this.
What is it? You said it's a shooting star?
It's a shooting star, but it don't reach the clavicle.
It's right under it. The
clavicle.
You keep saying clavicle.
It caresses the clavicle.
It nudges. Adjacent.
men say collarbone. You said clavicle. It's crazy. You might as well say décolletage.
Hey, collarbone, is that the technical term though?
No, clavicle is a science term. It is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now I got that college outfit on.
John be using captions like, take me back to the beach, bitch.
Okay, guys, that's not.
What does the shooting star represent? It's just random or?
No, you know what? We were like 19 at the time. I was 19. She must have been 17 or one way or other way around. But like, no, I think it was just something that we thought was cool. Just, shoot for the moon. That's all. Shoot for the moon. Land in the stars.
But you could have gotten that and you could have wrote that out. Now it looks like a direction for someone to do to you.
Yeah.
Right there.
Hey, John, can we see it? I'm curious. Can we see it, John? I'm curious if you're going to take your shirt off.
I want you to recolor it. Yeah.
Some tell me it ain't even a shooting star. He's been able to accept it, to call it a shooting star, but it's actually something else.
Yeah.
No, now it got kind of like a keloid color to it. So I don't even want to show y'all. Like it's back to the skin color. I need to get it colored back in first.
Shooting stars technically ain't headed to the moon, but I respect it.
I mean, they could be headed that way. Yeah.
Let's John, are you in the police academy right now? Because that beard is giving.
Okay, look here, guys. This is
that mustache. I'm sorry, your mustache.
Bro,
is
in my office right now.
Yeah, you definitely like you plant evidence.
Okay, look at guys.
Damn it, Grimes!
You're all being recorded.
This is John. You recorded me?
I can do any iced tea roll with this look right here.
Is this Damn. Camera on? Is this
the
camera?
The
yes, you do. Got to give me your ID.
Actually, you are in a public place.
Consent is not required in this state.
Hey, John, we brothers, man. Why'd you do acting like this, man? Who the fuck am I? I'm born in the suburbs.
He's a double agent, man. We've been took. Oh, no.
Detective Grimes, ADPD. Me,
enough about me, though.
Oh man, we're all having a good time. So to hear that hat come with the skin. What's going on there?
What?
To hear his hat. What is going on there?
What you mean?
Is it camouflage?
Yeah, it's camouflage.
Yeah, it's camo.
Oh, I couldn't even read it because all the what's that? Oh, girls. Oh, that's
girls
fine.
Are okay. drugs.
Okay, focused. Okay. The closer you get, the more of a get. Like, you like a 3D picture, bro. Like, when you lean in, I see everything now. You kind of blurred out at first. A
Hey
digital
man,
nigga right
chill out,
there.
man. Relax,
You
man.
in a hotel up to here?
No. It was a fire in my apartment building, so everybody had to like go. I am in a hotel, but everybody had to like go to a hotel because they shut down the building.
Why you get two queens versus one king?
That's what they had
Nice.
available in this building, man.
He said, "Why not, bitch? I am a queen."
He's like, now there's three of us. Yes.
Because I'm two queens.
Going on in there, dude?
Nah, I'm on the road. I'm in Chandler, Arizona for mic drop.
Okay, yeah, I'm supposed to do that one, I think, in April.
Yeah, man.
It's fun. I've done it before. It's a good
You done
time.
before?
Yeah, I've done it. It's a
You
good
got a
time.
following out here?
Arizona, they come out, so maybe. I
Man,
don't
Shadu bring him out everywhere he go, dog.
Yeah, man.
We
He's so likable, man.
was
Safe.
in Indiana, man. That nigga brought out 300 white women, bro. I was like,
Safe,
golly.
safe black, man.
It
You
was
know what it is?
packed.
He looks like a ball player that doesn't hit women, which is rare.
That's so specific, yo.
That's rare.
I'll take that
Yeah. Wes
because I
Blessing,
don't.
brother. And then he dropped his special. You know what I'm saying? The
Oh,
special
right,
was
on
good.
Hulu.
Yeah, come on, man. Y'all
Yeah,
here
go
with it,
watch
man.
that for me, y'all.
Shout out to Tinadu.
Shout out to Dion Lack, man. Shit.
That's all he had.
That's all, yeah. He didn't want to say nothing after that. Yeah, shout out to
He
Dion
was just
Lack for
trying to get
shouting
the
me
pressure
out.
off of him. He just... You know black men don't do well with compliments, man. You throw a compliment to black man, he gonna turn it back on you immediately. Hey, that's a nice hat, man. Shit, if I had your hat, I'd cut my head off. Like, why would you decapitate yourself just because I compliment
I'm trying to be like you, brother. Yeah, nigga, no,
I'm
you're
trying to
not.
get you like
No, you're
you.
not.
Yeah. You're like,
I
nigga, I'm
am
homeless.
crashing. I'm crashing, nigga. You're not trying to
But
be like
you're
me.
rent
You're not.
free. Trying to get like you.
Yeah, but you're rent free.
No, you got it. You got it, brother. You got
You
it.
figured it
Arthur
out,
got
man.
it,
You out the Matrix.
Yeah. It is hard for niggas to take compliments. You got to be like, the first one, you be like, oh, appreciate it. They keep going. You be like, oh, you keep going? Hey, man. Hey, you was my inspiration back in the
You start giving more credit than he deserved. I started
Nah,
because of you.
it get dangerous after two compliments. Niggas start listening, like, yeah, who is that nigga that you talking about so much? What's going on with him? Where he
Yeah,
park
hold
at,
on,
nigga? Like,
nigga asking for something. He sus.
that's how I
my
feel
niggas.
with happy birthdays going on. With happy birthday going for too long, you be you either gonna do the regular version or the black version. Doing both versions, and that person just has to sit there. It's just a lot to just take. You can't blow out the candles. You ain't supposed to eat nothing. You ain't supposed to, you just gotta take it. Just 40.
Because women will dance to it. You know what I'm saying? They'll kind of like dance with their homegirls to the happy birthday song. What are
Yeah.
we gonna do? What are we supposed to do? We really just have to stand there like, okay, yeah, thank y'all. Yeah. Oh yeah, thank y'all. Yeah, it's still
Just looking at
going.
everybody in the
Okay,
eyes, all of them, and out of all them people, not one of them can sing. You're just taking bad happy birthday straight to the face. I
Nah,
hate it, man.
I'll shut it down. That's enough. All right, that's enough.
I have a problem. I can't ignore people's birthday. You guys ever be on Facebook and you see the happy birthday notifications of everybody? I tell everybody happy birthday, man. It's hard for me to ignore it.
Really?
Especially if I
You
met
do
them.
the quick reply,
If I
like
met them
just
more
click.
than twice, I don't like how they're. I don't like the automated replies be too much. They be too like, I hope this is your merriest year, my dear. I'm like, bro, this is a dude, first of all,
Yeah,
AI.
yeah.
Can we edit this? Can we
It's
just keep it
mixing in
simple?
every holiday. What the hell?
Is there a way to like pre-populate those? Like you could choose your own.
Oh no, man.
That's what
I
a
don't
regular ass
wish
happy birthday is.
birthdays to chicks after like about 38. I stopped doing it. Yeah,
Man.
like we did enough of those, sweetheart. It's
Yeah.
time to
If
celebrate somebody else.
your number's not in my phone, I probably won't hit the prompt.
Yeah, if I know if I met you more
Man.
than like 3 times, I'll quick little happy birthday. Why not?
If we don't talk regularly, your number's not on my phone, you probably ain't gonna get it. Damn.
But everyone gonna say happy birthday, Chris Brown.
That part. Y'all
I
be
don't wish I don't
wishing
wish I don't wish one of these
strangers, famous
celebrity treatment
strangers,
is
happy birthday.
crazy.
Yeah, that is celebrity treatment, but he also gave us no guidance. So I mean, just off of that alone, I think you
That's
got 10
facts.
strong happy birthdays from me.
Fucking
Watch this.
Robitussin.
These five dudes are here. Have y'all noticed how good women dress for those concerts?
Oh yeah.
Have
Yeah,
y'all ever seen
they're going
y'all girl
outside,
dress
John.
that good for y'all?
No.
Ain't that crazy how good they dress for a nigga? Like, I mean, maybe once in a while, but it's not as, like, if they went to Chris Brown or Usher concert, the way they look that day and the way they prepared for it that day, it's almost like, hey,
the more you spend,
let me get an Usher day.
The more you spend to go somewhere, the better you're going to look. You know, you spend $500 on a ticket to attend a concert, you go to put on something because it's a you spending the money to have like a night to remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you spend $500 on your girl date and she dress up like it's just another date with you, are you not gonna be like, bitch, I want the Usher outfit? What are we doing right now? $500, like you just said, I want my money for it.
Nah, because if you spend $500
off, take the wedges off and put on some stilettos.
Yeah.
Well, it damn near needs to be like the attire you speak on. Like you have formal, informal, casual, Chris Brown, Usher, you know, like so you just say like, oh, that's the style. Like, oh yeah,
oh, we're going, going on. Yeah.
Like I'll say if I have a party, I'll be like attire for women's attire, Chris Brown. And then they know like if you're wearing some bullshit, I'm like, you wouldn't go to Chris Brown in that. Why are you here? You would not wear that to a Chris Brown concert.
Yeah, you discount Chris Brown.
Hey John, you said get them wedges out here. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but like now, I think a woman in a sundress with some nice wedges that's a good look, man.
I love a girl with some pajama pants, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Come on, Jenna right. Joe.
And I like melody.
You know what I mean?
Melody.
I like it when it's loose. That's how you see the real gravity of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. Dude,
I want you. Pants. Those old 90s, the thin t-shirts, all of that.
Mm-hmm. What about a slip or a nightgown?
I ain't mad at that.
I love a good slip. I like
it. Or like just one of my t-shirts on.
Slip.
Oh, a big t-shirt?
Loose titties.
Let's just run Victoria's Secret out of business and let's just get women big t-shirts from now on for the next 5 years. We got to show these companies that we call the shots.
Big t-shirt, but the panties come with it inside the big t-shirt. You just put them on like a onesie.
That's hilarious. That's actually pretty genius.
That's marketing right there.
We're selling out, bro.
That's marketing right there.
That's hilarious. A onesie, but it's a big oversized tee.
What y'all going with? Neck to toe tattoos or one big face tattoo?
I said one face tattoo.
Neck to toe all day.
Neck to toe.
I'll go neck to toe. Neck I've to seen toe people alive like that.
Why does that sound like a disease? That's like a disease. You got that neck to toe? This fucking shit.
Neck to toe has it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, therapy can give you the space to create new and meaningful traditions, all right? Providing clarity amongst the holiday chaos. Holiday traditions are time for traditions. Some people have many in their family, and some have none, or are just beginning their own. Now, this is a time to reflect on what they mean to you or to rewrite those traditions and make them your own, like perfecting a new hot chocolate recipe with the children or continuing your great aunt's sweet potato pie. Ain't nothing like sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie. Incorporating therapy into your new or existing traditions can help ensure you take time for yourself during what can be very joyful, but sometimes some hectic and lonely times of the year. One of the new traditions that our family is implementing is giving each other their flowers, meaning showing your appreciation and thanking the family that raised us and helped us and friends that helped us to say, hey, thank you for being there for us. Thank you for the things that you've done for us and helping us out just in life and being there for us. Letting each other know that we're just grateful. That right there is big all in itself. Sometimes people just need to hear the appreciation and the thanks. And sometimes that's all it takes, especially during the holidays, which can be super stressful and lonely. Trying BetterHelp online therapy in December as a way to close out the year with clarity rather than chaos, all right? BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, all right? Having served over 5 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. So, this December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. Our listeners get 10% off at betterhelp.com/squad, all right? That's betterhelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather be rich and anonymous or famous and just comfortable?
Rich? Oh, that's tough. For me, rich and anonymous, I think. I enjoy privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To have everything taken care of financially is way more important than for people thinking I have everything taken care of financially and I don't. You know what I mean?
But you know what? Comfortable is kind of appealing.
That's true.
Yeah, because comfortable. What's the definition of comfortable, Tier? That we gotta answer.
I'm
that.
Not sweating. So
comfortable would be like,
because homeless niggas are looking comfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, nice little sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Something yeah. really comfortable. You get institutionalized in any environment.
Comfortable,
a soft
is
pizza
like
hut
upper,
box.
Upper class. You're mm-hmm. not super rich. You can't do everything you want to do, but you're like upper class. So you got like a nice car. You got a nice crib.
Oh, that's rich place. Though. You know, it's essentially
upper class. LA is rich and 47 other states.
Yes, exactly.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all though. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's dope as hell to like go to a place and buy whatever you want, whatever. But I like you know, the little hookups when somebody recognizes you and be like, "Yo, you," hey, throw some extra guac in the bag, some extra chips and shit. Like, more rewarding to me than just being in the store. Yeah, give me everything.
Yeah, I love like it's like being that famous will be cool only because you can make people that feel unseen feel seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they admire you so much, and then mm-hmm. you to give it back to them at the same amount or more.
Yes,
that's the coolest thing about like being recognized or being like super famous is helping other people. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
So we're going like being famous ain't famous for the hoes. Is that what we're doing right now?
John, you a creep, bro.
I'm just saying. Anybody gonna say it?
That's why you got into it. We know.
Okay, all right. We're going.
I was getting hoes before comedy.
Okay, that was unnecessary. Sir.
I'm joking.
Say it again into the microphone, would you? Just one more time. We got it. We got it.
Officer Grimes, man. Officer Grimey.
I don't think date hoes.
No,
man. Like fame, Rich and Anonymous does sound appealing because you can go anywhere in the world. Nobody knows who you are. You can afford anything in the world.
Yeah,
And then the level of fame matters too. Like,
yeah, you know what though is that being rich and anonymous is as especially as niggas. Like, if I'm rich, nobody know I'm rich, and they still treat me like shit in the nice restaurant. But if I'm famous, they be like, "Oh, please, right, let's give them the bells and whistles. How do you treat me better because you know who I am?" Versus being like, "Oh, I know that black guy was rich until I walk out and you gave me that shitty service." I hate shitty service.
Yeah,
I'd rather nigga recognize me and be like, "Oh, well, treat him good, actually." Yeah. Like, nah, nigga.
Yeah, that's a great point. When you get, like, super famous, it's hard to make friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you really got to keep the original people you was around before you knew you were famous. Because now you're not really getting people's, sometimes, not everybody, of course. Some people don't give a fuck. But some people, you're not getting people's real
impression.
Feelings about you. You're not hearing the truth a lot about the things you might be doing. The things you're trying to create because people are like so scared to
yes man, they come around.
Yeah, I was exactly about to say that, Trinidad. I was like, especially if you're single and you get famous and rich, or you're famous, you never know if they have ulterior motives. You don't know if they're coming into your life for the perks, or the money, the trips, the status. So
you're like, who's that? Who's your friend? Oh, that's my t-shirt guy. What do you mean? Yeah, that's one of my best friends. He makes t-shirts.
Never had said no one eat ever.
Yeah,
no,
not facts. You really got to watch how people, when you get that famous, you got to watch how the people around you treat strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how you get the real idea. Okay, who this person might really is.
Mm-hmm.
How they treat people they don't know at all, or people that can't do nothing for them. That's your true personality.
Right.
I pay real close attention to shit like that.
John, I consider you a close friend, so I need to look at all your body cam footage because I just need to make sure that you
10-4.
Guys,
we got a red fox.
Make sure
you guys are all cooked. We're all doing 10 here, minimum.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to turn state. I'll give you 5.
You know, he got a piece of duct tape over it like this. His body cam footage be like this. You see a sliver of that shit. He already planned for it.
It must have been in my pocket. Must have been the pocket flap sitting over the camera.
Continue.
Give me all that crooked shit. Yeah. Give me all that drugs. Yeah. Put it right in my pocket.
No. We got him.
John keep a little baggie of cocaine in his pocket in case he got to put it on somebody.
Yeah,
this smell like chloroform to you.
Well, look what I found.
Like this going on? Yeah, put that in there.
No, look, what I found
on top of your car. Like,
John pulls somebody over. He be like, "Little for me, little for you."
He just throws it on him. Then he calls the dog in to come sniff.
Why is your tailpipe full of crack? I didn't know I could say it there that long.
John looked like he was a good cop for 3 years. And then somebody threw some money at him.
I got discharged for sure.
Yeah, he just said, fuck it.
He watched one season of The Wire and said, I need to change my ways, man.
Would y'all be a cop? One, in this climate, and then two, had you at any point in your life had an aspiration to be a cop?
Never.
No, I would not be a cop. But I did see a post on Instagram that they was offering ICE $200K a year and forgiving student loans. And I was like, ain't no way they offering that much for ICE.
No, that's fake. That's fake.
Because if they was, nigga, I would be...
I would be a cop. I'll be a cop.
200K in student loans? Oh, I'd be at least a year.
I'll be a cop for all the wrong reasons.
But I'd do it.
It would just be so stressful because it really depends on the department. Because some departments are really corrupt. And if you're trying to be like a genuine cop in a corrupt department, you feel corrupt because you see some fuck shit going on, but you can't even say nothing about it.
Right.
Like, Dion, what are you going to say?
Huh?
No, I said, Dion, what were you finna say?
Yeah, Chindu said it. I would be a cop for all the wrong reasons. Like, we found $100,000 worth of coke. It's like, we found $50,000.
Like, yeah, hey, I said all the time, if you're going to be a criminal, be a cop first. Why are you?
Like, we found $50,000.
Yeah. We found this buried cops money. To break the law.
Yeah, we found this buried money on Pablo Escobar's backyard. Like, no, we did not. If we found nothing.
We uncovered a bunch of underwear. Yeah, guns.
We found buried guns on the property. We didn't find no extra money.
It looked like Brody just watched the sun go down.
Yeah, I know. This conversation makes it feel like it. I mean, I feel
standing
like
here looking out the window.
I think he's wondering if we know he's a cop.
Don't try to switch it on nobody else, John. Yeah. This is your bit, okay?
If I'm the cop, Brody is too.
Man. Right, he's definitely a detective. Brody's for sure gang.
He gang for sure.
Yeah, he definitely gives the energy. He cased the joint right
like
now.
I'm on a stakeout right now. That's what it is.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Now they said Brody undercover in high school because he still got acne. He's like, Brody, we got another.
He on a musical high school.
Bro, got a big case
set right now.
You got another high school. We need you to be a.
We need a new tenor.
Brody, every day, different color backpacks, by his uniform.
Yes.
They take the kids to buy beer. Bro, so get it for him, bro. It's cool.
So y'all know where the drugs are at?
Huh? You got some green.
What do you use for your face?
Any outdated
terms? You got the outdated drug terms.
Some marijuana would be great right now.
Yeah.
Right? Marijuana.
Think seven guys, right? 8, 9.
Hey, bro, I'm cool, bro. Back off, man. Hey.
Anybody,
I'm like 6'7", right? 6'7".
Anybody know Molly? Anybody ever seen Molly? Huh?
Oh, man.
You guys are going to P, but who wants to go to E?
Who want to take the P off of P?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're not buying it, copper.
Fucking dark
copper is crazy. Oh, my God.
Shouldn't dude look like the nigga that'll be working in evidence? He'd be mad as shit. He always just has to go through the shit, man. Like, man, I swear to God, I have to organize these bullets again.
Yeah, John logged off on that.
John didn't like that.
John.
You know what? Let me change the subject for everyone.
And pulling them off the case. And pulling them off the covers blown.
I would be a RoboCop and I'd be a mall cop, but I wouldn't be a regular cop. That's what I was thinking. Like if cop could mean I could be RoboCop, yeah, absolutely.
Well, mall cops get so much disrespect though, bro. They're the most disrespected department of the police force.
Touch me, watch what happens. Touch me, watch what happened. I'm walking out with this TV.
Yeah.
You got it?
I'm more intimidated.
But that's what I'm
by...
saying. It's you don't have to do anything. You get like almost this diplomatic immunity, but you don't really got to do anything. You got to be like, man, I saw them kill the people, but like y'all gave me this taser. What am I supposed to do?
It's some good people watching too.
I'm more intimidated by strip club security than I am by mall bars.
Strip club security is crazy.
Strip club security, you need niggas in there that like to shoot.
Oh, man. Yeah. Strip club security, these are all ex-UFC fighters.
Not facts.
Or niggas that got fired from the force for a sex.
They can't get a real job no more. Yeah. No real
Why
job.
Is there laws? Why is it different laws in strip clubs in the malls?
Yeah, they all been just honorably discharged.
Right. They can't put on an application no more. I can't tell you why I left the last job.
In a strip club and walk out unscathed.
What you gonna steal some ass? What you doing?
Sir, put that. Did you pay for that woman? Did you pay for her?
No, you collected the money that's on the ground. Like, I'm walking out and the security can't do anything with me. Oh, this nigga free. Oh, I ain't got the same laws.
They beating your ass. They beating your ass with every letter of the alphabet, nigga. They gonna beat you up.
They looking for the fight.
You ever got hit by a I got punched by a bouncer before outside the club. I'm like, that seems unnecessary. Really? You gotta hit me on the property. Apparently, I walked by the entrance and said, I'll be back to pay. I just kept walking. When they was like, hey, sir, you gotta pay to get in here. I was like, oh, I'm good. I'll be back. I walked like,
where
are
you going
to
the bathroom?
Steps.
What you mean? You good?
I was meeting this girl in the club and she was at the entrance, like inside the club, waving at me. And I saw her, but I saw the door too. And I said, let me go holler at her real quick, make sure it's popping in there. Then I'll come back out and pay. So I walked past the front desk and was like, hey, and the promoter guy was like, hey, bro, you got to pay first. I was like, hell, nigga. And I kept walking.
Yeah.
And I felt was a smack. He's like, nigga, you didn't hear what my nigga just said? I was like, well, now I did.
Yeah. What city were you in?
Dallas, Texas. The nigga was big, too.
That's hilarious, bro.
You can't just be walking in Denny's like that, John.
Yeah. He was like, hold on, let me see if they still got the Grand Slam. I like.
I walked out the club and said,
before I get Grand Slam.
You didn't hear what my homeboy says? Well, now I did.
We didn't go in the club after that, obviously.
Hey, this is a girl watching here from a distance.
Nigga John after that was like, wow, that's smarts. Yikes.
You thought you didn't get nothing cool to say, so you try to leave with a little dignity? I was like, that's y'all bouncing. He didn't even knock me out. And then I just walked away.
John had that tinnitus ring noise that boom.
Hey, that's a classic move. You don't hit the nigga back. You just criticize how weak the hit was.
You only knocked out one tooth, nigga. We got niggas.
We can't push, nigga. In reality.
One tooth? That's it?
In reality, we know it went like, I'm on a job. The fuck are you doing, buddy? I need the supervisor's name.
You blew up my cover.
I need to tangle a Dodge Charger. I need to.
What happened last night? Get in my office now.
Well, who my fucking cover, Mike?
What happened down at the strip club? Why are you harassing my officers on duty?
You must knock my badge out of me.
Well, now I did.
Nigga knocked a thin blue line out of you.
Hey, that was that response is crazy. Well, now I heard you.
That's all you got.
Hey, the green, you gotta stay sharp. I was trying to stay sharp. The
flight. How do you know I was deaf?
That nigga snuck me too. I didn't know he was gonna hit.
No, but even worse, to lose more dignity, he's like, all right, I'll get from the back of the line.
And take cash or credit. Clock it.
You definitely can't go in after that, bro.
You just start following directions very angry.
You gotta go home. You gotta go home.
You gotta go home.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to follow directions with a door. We're like aggressively cash or credit, nigga.
You want to take cash or credit? Apple Pay? What we doing?
Is we doing something? Right, let's put it to a vote: rich and anonymous, or famous and just comfortable.
Famous.
Comfortable. Yeah. If I'm comfortable, sounds rich to me. So
famous, comfortable.
I wouldn't have got hit like that if I was famous.
Nah,
so, yeah.
I take that back. Richard Anonymous, dog. I'm good.
At this point in my life, at 41, nigga, give me Richard Anonymous.
Richard Anonymous. Okay? I'm trying to just.
I'll just help some niggas along the way with their career. I'll pay for a rent for you.
That part.
I'll still be in touch with the comedy
world. Y'all know who Mackenzie Scott is?
Sounds familiar.
Rich and anonymous. She's a Jeff Bezos ex-wife, and she is going crazy paying.
Just giving off his money. Yeah.
In a way, all his money.
Mackenzie Scott. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we know who she is, though, so that's not anonymous.
Well, I mean. Yeah, I didn't know what she was by name.
Not like, right she off the gate.
You got a point about that one. You got a point about that one.
She walked in for Denny's. She won't get hit. Yeah,
that's real.
All right, we're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather fight a goat randomly once a week or have to fight a kangaroo yearly on your birthday?
what an event. I'll sell tickets, nigga. I'll sell tickets. Do that shit in Ladera Park.
Shinadu versus the Roo this weekend on pay-per-view.
Yeah, nigga, I'm 0-3, but I've been training, bitch.
The kangaroo trailer comes in. He gets out with boxing gloves on. Like, remember the one from Looney Tunes?
I'm going to cook you, nigga.
The kangaroo's racking. He's cracking his knuckles on his feet. He's like.
The kangaroo got merch. He out selling you in merch and shit. Like, yo, that kangaroo merch go crazy. No,
what if the kangaroo's merch is bing, bop, boom, bop, bing, bop.
All right, wait. Can I ask a clarifying question first before?
Yeah.
So you said a goat each day, fight a goat every day?
Once a week.
Once a week. Now, do I get to keep the goat if I win the fight?
No, you beat the goat
after. Are you going to eat it?
Yeah, you turn that to curry goat.
Have you had goat meat, brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's delicious, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fighting for survival in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
After a year
ago, I thought Chinadu was just a fake African stage name, but you want the goat.
Well,
you
want the goat.
We found out a week later, Chinadu.
Where I want the meat after. Do I get to keep the goat?
Please. Action, please.
Do I get to have the goat after, Tahir?
Tell me more about the goat.
It feels half racist.
Let's hear more about the goat.
Brother, tell me more about the goat.
Fast forward to 2 weeks, we find out Chinadu's part of a legal goat herding ring. He's been sending meat back to Africa this whole time. That's why we saw his commercials.
Undercover Nigerian cop.
I ain't seen a hungry African kid.
First of all, there's no shame in eating goat.
I like goat.
The meat in America isn't even real meat, my brother.
I agree.
You eating lab meat.
I get no pushback.
This sounds undercover to me.
You get no pushback from me on that except for oxtails. Because I don't give a fuck.
They're doing a hell of a job.
Whatever oxtails made out of, keep doing that shit.
I'm not sure either, but it's fire.
It is delicious.
Oxtails are fire. Off the street too. Every little
you know the guy that do the meat off the bones?
Ayo. Mm-hmm.
He's based in California. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
I know he's in the South.
They just drove yesterday.
Going up there. It's about an hour away.
Yeah, I'm pulling up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a little field trip.
My homeboy told me yesterday he in Cali.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna bring him a goat to do it though.
Tenderness.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them a
tender what? Tenderism. Oh, right.
Tenderism.
That's how I hold up the panties. I'm like,
you walk away with the panties. Woo!
You take the panties off, you be like,
no. Panties came right off. Look at that. Woo!
The joke
is it a female kangaroo or a male kangaroo?
Male kangaroo.
I'll do the kangaroo.
A goat fight wouldn't be that hard if you just got behind them, you know?
What?
God, wait, what?
Come on, that's a sheep, bro. What you doing, man? What we doing?
That's a donkey fight.
Well, those animals do got crazy cakes, but I don't think it's ghosts. Ghosts don't got crazy ass.
You're out of control, man. What's happening?
But they can't ram you if you
whoa,
if
you hey, them. Yo.
They can't ram you. Nah, relax.
Hey,
what are you into, brother?
Hey, give him the directions to your happy ending place. This nigga
bro, a kangaroo is about as tall as y'all. A goat is like...
This is a cop technique. They say something wild so they can see what person in the group is with the wild shit, and then you get arrested 5 minutes later. That ain't none of us, nigga.
I'm baiting now.
You fucking
hey, man.
I would never get behind a goat.
Come on, man. Get Gay Diggs out of here, man.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You gonna bring back Gay Diggs?
I'll never let a goat ram me either. Believe that.
Hey,
Brandon outside the high school football game. He about to head in.
He's twitching right now.
I think he's gonna pop the collar
before he's out the parking lot.
I'll see you guys later.
You about to put his earrings in?
See you cool kids later.
Oh, that's crazy.
Brody been lining me up. I'm at a pep rally right now.
Yeah.
Brody been 15 for 15 years.
Brody's nigga, that nigga that we all hated in high school. It was like, yeah, my boyfriend, he gonna pick me up from high school.
And a Firebird. I think he got a Firebird.
Yeah, Firebird. Number Bill's in the back seat.
What high school does he go to that he's able to afford this?
Right.
I got a good rate.
He got special handshakes with the teachers because they was on the team together.
That dad that play on the basketball team.
He got a color supreme with the teacher.
Bro, Cellini.
Like, how old is your boyfriend?
Bro,
here.
Brody was he played a high school student for 20 years on Nickelodeon, bro. Like, let it go, man.
Him and Bianca Lawson. Him and Bianca Lawson have been love interests for the past 20 years.
Real talk.
Man, you think you could throw me in another season? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think
they bring him back for the reboot too.
Like, maybe my character failed some classes this last season. Yeah. So he has to come back.
He go to fetus face conventions.
Brody has been the youngest character in all the Stranger Things episodes. All seasons. Why is he so... He does not age.
And he's sleeping glue.
His agent called him, hey, they want you to go in for Nickelodeon Jr.
Nigga went from Nickelodeon to Nick Jr.?
To the dad of the kid's son.
Yeah, I'm going in for face. Boom, boom, boom. There's a little face here.
No.
Oh man. Teenage dad. Your agent keep calling you for teenage dad, bro. You got her pregnant again, Romero.
That nigga went from teenage dad to Planned Parenthood protester dad. All in the same.
Undercover cop dad.
Undercover, nah, don't try to get nobody else undercover cop dad.
He's going down with me.
Stop trying to pass.
Right,
get
right.
The heat off of me.
They got us both, Ramirez. Let's go.
Ramirez.
Let's go, Ramirez.
They
got us both.
That nigga said, like, Ramirez. Brody like,
I'm not with you, man.
His wire is on his mustache. Pull it. The mic is right there.
Runs in my office right
now.
Fucking now.
What's this shit on my desk? Huh?
Sir, they found us out. Hey, we were both made.
I told you we got to do these by the book, Grimes.
I took life-saving measures to out us both.
I just wanted to say, sound like a fucking idiot to you, Grimes.
Enjoy rescue, sir.
This is going to be my ass if the state legislator finds out about this.
Hey, you know what? I feel like
he's back there and do some good police work.
John would be exactly how he is right now as a cop. Like getting chewed out, he'd be like, I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
The fire loaded
at the time
and a crowd in the gymnasium.
Sir, the bridge was lowering.
You're on camera, fucking a female kangaroo.
For the plot, sir. For the plot. I had to stay in character. Everybody else was doing it.
Blew up my cover, sir.
Kangaroo on the side of the head. You didn't know that was illegal? I know now.
I know now.
What are the statute of limitations?
Turning my gun and badge at that, nigga. Huh? What am I turning in at?
You didn't hear my homeboy talking to you?
That nigga hit some sense to me that day. Shout out Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, I no idea if we're talking about him right now.
How long did your skull hurt?
You know what? I felt in my jaw for a little bit on the ride to the next club. I was sitting like three chicks. I was checking them. Like, are you okay? I'm like, no, I took that, shawty. Next club, let's go.
Hey, he bro, said, when the girls are asking if you're okay, that sucks. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
John used to talk. He used to talk like me. And then the hit happened.
Yeah. And his face keloid up.
They
knocked the nasal and the bass in this nigga voice, bro.
I sound like a banker now,
man. Nigga voice got highs and lows at the same time.
Checking their savings.
Yeah, Who's madder than Peter Griffin? Peter.
His voice got harmony.
All right. That's like
Ethan. All right. That nigga say, you want to go to jail? You want to go home? What y'all want to do with all the jokes? You
want to go? Said, drill it in there.
He said, John, are you okay? Yeah, I'm good. Are you sure?
Can I run a plate? Can I run a plate on a chin dude? Not gonna run a plate for me.
He said, I always cry. This left eye always cry for no reason. It always cry.
You know them dogs? You know, you got a wet eye, the wet eye dog. So yeah, my eye leak a lot.
Just this one eye. Just this one eye.
Hey, John. What if the headquarters came back like, that plate you gave us on the chin dude knocker came back to 1928 antelope? I don't know if that's...
You mean an impala? No, a little antelope. It wasn't an impala? No, an antelope. Like an
actual impala. Actual impala.
To a zebra? Oh, man.
Right, and Madagascar 3 is what you got.
It was a jaguar. But like a legit jaguar.
Okay. John. Damn.
2008 Black Panther.
Hey, wait, John, what was it like kind of walking back? Do you get a chance to look at other people's faces? Like, what was the energy in the room? Was it like a
yeah.
It was a hallway. Luckily it was a hallway.
Well, first of all, he woke up like this.
Yeah,
hey, man. Hey.
Hey, this is what he heard.
Swirly camera. Hey, you all right?
John still can't watch stripper movies.
There's a nigga with a security on his t-shirt. I start to shudder like, ew.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit slowed down to slow motion. It was like, yep, that's me. You probably wonder.
He got PCSD, Players Club Stress Disorder.
Oh my gosh, nigga. I had a Red Bull on my face for an hour after that. Like, hold this Red Bull right here.
Yeah. How old were you, John, when this happened? How old were you?
Oh, nigga, it was my 25th birthday.
27.
25? You got slapped when you was 25?
I wasn't slapped. Oh, I got left hook.
You
got
left hook. My security, yeah. That's embarrassing. I thought you was like 19.
Did you have glasses on?
Hey,
man.
No.
I heard it now.
Hey man, just have some water, all right? Just take some water. Okay?
26th birthday.
He slapped the TI beanie to the other side. Just
26, nigga. 26 is on enough to press charges. I would have been pressed.
Yeah, I would have had him arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Texas. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I don't want
to. You didn't know you had to pay to go inside of an establishment at 25?
I thought I could walk past. I had a little bit of
nigga.
I was dignified. I said, unhand me. I'm on the
one set at the Comedy Union.
You being a cop, you know that's trespassing.
I thought I was Hollywood. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought I was Hollywood. I'm like, look at you, Texas niggas. I'm on the way to meet a damsel. If you could just hang on a second.
Yeah.
And yeah, that nigga chin checked me.
If I was with you, I would have did shit to security too. I was like, I told you I asked to pay, nigga. Why are you walking?
The girl left with me though. Shout out the girl. She followed me out. She's like, oh, that's crazy to hit you like that. I was like, I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's put it to a vote, man.
She's like, does this happen often?
Yeah. This is one of my superpowers. This is my icebreaker.
Yeah, you sure you can drive? You sure? Okay.
Yeah. Tell me why I didn't turn right. Tell me why I didn't turn right.
I do now.
Let me change lanes. All right, man. Look, fight a goat randomly once a week or fight a kangaroo yearly on your birthday. Which I'll go with.
Man, fight that kangaroo, man. That birthday bash is going to be crazy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go. Once a week is just tiring, bro. Like, I don't
But goats can't fight like that. You good.
Yeah, nigga, but they hit but you once. You out for the season.
But you hear with a loud noise, they'll fall over, right?
That's one breed of goat. Every goat is not a fainting goat.
I think prepping for a year of fighting the kangaroo, that's enough time to get ready to fight them every year, I think.
Yeah, that's good motivation to, like, stay in shape and eat right.
That's true.
And then when you finally win, let me fight that nigga one.
That would solve obesity. If niggas knew they gotta like fight a kangaroo on
Like the
their
purge.
He's like, I can't have that third pie, bro. I got a big fight in 2 weeks.
Nigga. Why did you ask? Can you keep the kangaroo to eat?
He thought it went without. He don't like the taste.
You don't like the taste of kangaroo.
I never had
too gamey
kangaroo a kangaroo entree before.
Yeah. You had kangaroo jerky.
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah,
a sweet he has an idea. He had the idea bouncing around his mind, though.
The animals with those muscles like that. Yeah, they got the good meat, though. They're a jumper. Some the legs what?
What'd you say?
Yo, John.
No, good meat.
Hey, I got the John.
Christ, man. All right, man.
Like a turkey leg. Like a turkey leg.
Look at John said jumper.
Big as a turkey leg.
Yo, wow. Hey.
Wow, John.
Come on, bro.
The kangaroo could twerk, though. Would that not be crazy?
And he wanted me to take back gay digs. He wanted me to take that back. And I'm you just proving my point that you live up to that name.
Hey, D.I., look here, man.
I think he looked at Dion and said, 5 to 10.
Dion, did you vote yet? Or you can't because you keloid?
That's why you can't fight kangaroos.
That don't make no sense. That was so forced.
Yeah, it was, but it was a shot clock was going down. So here we try to end this show for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. And listen, man. Looks like we all went fight the kangaroo. I want to thank our special guests for coming on. Tender Do You Knock It, John Grimes, C. Alec, and Brandon Brody, man. I'm Tahir Moore, representing for the OG squad. Happy New Year to you guys again. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.